Time now for a sports update for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Sam McClure and Jimmy Bartel with you. Hey, Jimmy, I read from Jake Nile in The Age today. I'm quoting his first part. North Melbourne will not bid at pick one on either Collingwood's father-son Nick Daicos or Western Bulldogs' father-son recruit Sam Darcy in what will be a small relief for the Magpies and the Bulldogs. I'm just, as someone that is a member of a club, and when I say member, a member of a club board, I'm fascinated to your thoughts on a club sort of publicly declaring a stance like that. And does it not matter? Does it matter if you're a North Melbourne fan? Would you like it? Do you like them to stick it a little bit to the Magpies?
Yeah, it depends which way you're inclined. But also then the counter to that, which North Melbourne's probably taking, is they're saying that Jason Horne Francis
is the best player in the draft.
You're the best player in the draft, and we're going to honour you with that, which comes with a little financial package as well. But it also...
And I quite like that. I mean, was it... So the Crows bid on Hugel Hagen?
Yes. Yep. But if they had him at the top of their list, they had him at the top of their list. But it's a bit of the old...
Yeah, but the Bulldogs would have... The Bulldogs would have said, well, you know, good luck on the person who went pick two is completely out of my head. Riley Thilthorpe, thank you.
Sounds like you got a mouth guard in when you say Thilthorpe.
Yeah, so then you've got to explain to Riley that, well, we've taken you first, but we didn't actually think you were the best player.
Yeah, so there's a bit of that at play.
I can see North's argument.
Yeah, it's a bit of that at play, but and then it comes down to picks two and three, which is the Giants and the... who's got pick three?
Gold Coasting
Suns.
Yep.
What they do there, because... both those sides could do with a Nick Daicos or a Darcy.
So let me ask you this then. If I agree, you know, if them declaring that stance is fine. If you were a North Melbourne member, would you prefer that they announce that to you in a letter to members or on the website?
They pretty much haven't they? By announcing it to everyone.
Well, they've announced it through Jake.
Yeah, Jake's.
He's the best. He's the original two scoops. I'm just interested in
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, if you're the
I agree with their stance, by the way. Like,
I do too.
I'm just interested in the optics of how you tell people and if you tell people. Because a lot of clubs just would have gone, we'll wait till the draft night.
I get the sense under David Noble, and we've spoken to him on this station, is that he doesn't see the sense in playing games. He just, you say what it is, you be open, you be clear. They've been asked, obviously, Horne Francis has been interviewed a number of times, you know, doing... the old going through the draft camp sort of stuff, which I'm not sure why he's doing all that stuff anyway, if we already know he's pick one. What's he proving? Why do they need his 20-metre speed test?
Well, those tests are overrated. You know that as much as anyone.
So why is he doing it?
Well, no, it's going through, jumping through the hoops that he needs to jump through,
yeah,
right?
Actually jumping through hoops. seriously, why is he doing it?
Yeah.
He's the number one pick. You might as well just get him fitted out for his club suit. That's where he should be doing.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, Gold Trip out of the Cox Plate after failing to satisfy the veterinary team from Racing Victoria. You got questions for Andrew Bensley? Are you coming armed?
I have so many questions.
The great Andrew Bensley to give us a full preview on a huge weekend of racing. It's next on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy.